Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisans Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we are pleased to welcome back members of the Bainbridge Kiwanis Club to our studio to talk about some of the upcoming programs of the club. So, Jim Copen, welcome back. John Baggett, welcome as a new member. And John Jay, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you guys here today.
Great to be here. Great to be here. Really is.
So, Jim, had a couple of rough years or a year and a half for everybody on clubs and organizations and events, and we've missed a lot of the Kiwanis stuff that you typically have. The one thing that comes to mind is the great track meet during the summer.
Yes.
And looking forward to the next one for sure because it draws a few hundred people.
Well, I can tell you nobody has missed it more than Kiwanis.
Yes.
Because I'm going to quote one of our members.
Yeah.
Until you've seen six-year-olds run hurdles, you haven't lived.
I've been a witness to that, and it's wonderful. It's such a wonderful coming together of the community, and I know very popular. So what's going on with Kiwanis?
So one of our primary goals here today is just to let people, and especially Bainbridge Island, know that Kiwanis is alive and well.
Yeah.
We're still here. We survived the pandemic.
Yeah.
In good shape. We maintained our membership. Our membership isn't huge, but I'll tell you, it's one small, very large-hearted and dedicated group of people like no group I've ever known in my life.
Yeah.
It's really almost life-affirming to be part of Kiwanis for me.
Yeah.
And just to remind people, Kiwanis, and John Jay can talk more to this, is a longstanding community service organization here on the island. You got anything more to say about that, John?
Well, we've been around for quite a while. We've had so much fun with projects like you just mentioned, the all-comers track meet, which we hope to have running again this coming year. Thanks to efforts of the school district and the Kiwanis and, of course, our coach, the one that actually runs the show itself, Paul Benton. And Paul has been working on that project for many years. We've probably done it for at least the last 10 years. And we look forward to seeing that again. We have people running the track, the ages 2 to 82, and lots of residents that are there every single Monday of the six Mondays that we run. So we're really looking forward to that.
And to just jump in real fast, John, you know, I myself grew up on the island, so I was very fortunate to be able to participate as one of the children when I was younger. So to see it from both sides really has been such an incredible experience because as a kid, you're just with your friends running.
Yeah.
It's kind of that first introduction to competition where there really is no big stakes, you know. You can absolutely achieve a medal, an award, but really you're there to have fun with your friends. Everyone is excited to line up, you know. There's no ill will in a competition of this size. And to now see it as an adult, you know, it really is more of a family-oriented event. Mm-hmm. You see people bringing out blankets for picnics. You get to see adults after work again, just meeting up with their friends. And it's a good way for families to come together and kind of have kid time and parent time.
Yeah.
You know, and for the summer to enjoy the weather we've been able to have, it's just kind of been a great event for everyone.
Just a little side note on that, John, I think it's a good point. We love going because we have two young neighborhood kids that live next door to us.
Yes.
And we go and watch Nick and Peyton. And I mean, it's just so much fun.
Yes.
And really exciting to go cheer them on.
They really are amazing.
Jim knows too because he's also a member of, or I'm a member of that neighborhood.
So sure.
It's great to have them be able to participate. So what else is?
Well, we have one new event coming up very soon, as a matter of fact, only in approximately 2 weeks. And it is September, I beg your pardon.
Community space, we are at the Boys and Girls Club. But then for any donations, we have a separate account that we keep everything exclusively for scholarships. So I think one thing we might have skipped over real fast is who is Kiwanis and what is our mission?
Yeah.
You know, and the biggest thing that we focus on is improving the lives and opportunities of children. You know, Kiwanis is really around benefiting the world through improving the lives and opportunities of children. So again, one of the biggest aspects for Bainbridge Island Kiwanis is our scholarship fund, which I am fortunate enough to chair.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, any of our donations, again, nothing goes towards any officers being paid, any facility fees, anything like that. Every donation goes 100% to our scholarship fund.
So how many scholarships do you provide for every year?
Yeah, so we actually increased it by another $10,000 this year, but the total number of scholarships, I believe we were able to do 15 this year.
Wow.
I think we did 10 of them.
Oh. Well, so I know we did 10 for, and we might want to strike this for a second just to make sure we get our numbers correct. Yeah. But I know we did 10 normally for, or historically, we've done 10. Mm-hmm. And this year, because we were able to increase the dollar amount, we also had some special $500 and other ones that we were able to award that we consider to be separate scholarships.
I think what we did is we increased our scholarship amount to $1,500 per
to $3,000 per instead of $2,000 as it has been in the past. We have actually 11 scholarships that we issue. 10 of them this year are $3,000, or this last year were $3,000 a piece. And we have one special for it's only $500, but it is to go to graduating seniors that also are members of Kiwanis Key Club, which is the high school organization. And what we have done with that in the past is we have tacked it on to one of the other scholarship winners that happens to be the Key Club rep. And so one of the 10 scholars actually gets $3,500 instead of $3,000.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Those are nice-sized scholarships.
Yes, and that's one of the
helpful.
Exactly. That's one of the nice things about Kiwanis, too, is that, again, as our organization grows, you know, we are able to collect scholarships and increase those scholarship amounts. We have talked about increasing the number. So if you are feeling philanthropic, Kiwanis is an amazing place to donate because absolutely, you will see that money go out every year in the form of scholarships.
And so how do people access how to donate? Can they go to your website?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Our website is www.bikiwanis.org.
Okay.
Or you can send us an email, which you can also access via the website, which is www.bikiwanis.com.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And any information you need to learn about the club is there. There's a calendar of events listed on our members. Pretty slick unit.
You know, another important opportunity you provide the community every year is the Shred Fest. And John Jay, you were saying earlier before we went to record that you have a new dimension of that this year?
Yes. We have had a lot of the people that participate in our Shred Fest event, which always takes place on the second Saturday after the tax day, which is normally April 15th, so it'll be two Saturdays after that day. The government has moved it around a bit in the last year or two, so we just followed that move, and we still stay with the second Saturday after tax day. We have also had people say, why don't you do this more than once a year? So this year we're going to. So if you have documents that you need shredded, we will have it on October 23rd from the hours of 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. It's not going to be quite as long as the one in April. We will still be on High School Road and the Columbia Bank parking lot, as we always are.
Yeah.
And bring your documents, your bags, your box full, and you can watch him go into the truck and get chewed up. So
it's really awesome.
It is. It's a little noisy. That truck sits there and grinds away for, this time it'll grind away for about 4 hours. But we also give people the opportunity, if they want to donate for that, that's fine. We have a canopy up there with a gentleman receiving donations. So look forward to that and plan on it. And then again, that was October 23rd from 10 to 2.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask about another thing you guys do during the holiday season, and that's the wreath sales. We always look forward to that. We get a few, and I think two or three and each year, and they're beautifully made wreaths to begin with.
Yes. They're made right here on the island.
Yep.
Locally made.
They're locally made, locally constructed.
Yeah.
It is one of our two or three bigger fundraisers for the year. Mm-hmm. It has always been popular. And we will be doing that again for as long as there are wreaths to be made and people who want them.
Okay, good. And you guys have various places around that you set up for that. And
at a very minimum, we set up at the entrance to Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Up in the center there by Safeway.
Yeah, okay, good.
They've been very supportive to us, the Rite Aid of people have been very supportive to us the last few years. Our wreaths have stayed the same price for, 15 years anyway. The last dozen years, Jim said, we have purchased them from the little old wreath maker right here on the island. We refer to her quite kindly as our little old wreath maker. And she is the owner of Bainbridge Island Farms.
And
very nice lady, and has helped us with providing the prettiest wreaths we've ever had to offer to people all that time.
Yes. We always get our Christmas tree from her too.
Yeah. Yeah.
She grows beautiful Christmas trees. Well, gentlemen, yes.
Can I mention one other?
Absolutely.
One of the other services we do kind of in support of children and education is we have an Educator of the Year program.
Yes.
We've been doing that for years. This year, despite the pandemic and despite the fact that a lot of people weren't in school in person, we honored Dr. Melinda Rainven at Ordway Elementary with our Educator of the Year.
So
hats off to her. We were flooded with nominations for her. Yeah. So she's obviously very well thought of and very well deserving of this award.
Yeah, very cool. I have one last question about the scholarship program. If students are interested in finding out more about it, is there a process? Are there applications? Do you folks go to the educators and get names? How does that work?
Yeah, so how we've performed normally is that we would send out an application, and it's, again, towards kind of the end of the year. What would happen this year, though, is because of COVID, unfortunately, we were unable to do in-person interviews.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an abbreviated process. We were able to have the high school, actually, administrators help us kind of get all those applications out to any students or anyone in the community who was looking to apply. They would then gather all of those and basically send us a complete packet. So our process historically has been to be able to interview and get to meet each applicant. But this past year, again, we went purely off of a paper application. So the applicants have to write a few essays, mostly about, you know, what does their future look like? Maybe, you know, have they had some community service opportunities in the past?
Yeah.
We're just trying to get a feel of not only You know, what are their goals, aspirations? What have they done to help the community? But, you know, again, do you have any scholastic achievements that we might make note of? It is not a simple, those with the highest GPA get the award. Yeah. This is much more focused on kind of a holistic picture of you as a person. Yeah. And again, with Kiwanis focusing on trying to improve the lives and opportunities of children around the world, does your personal path co-align with that?
Yeah, great. Good explanation, John. Thanks so much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Well, one last thing then, Jim, the website again?
www.bikiwanis.org.
Okay, cool. All right.
Can I make just one last statement?
Sure.
I just want the island to know that Kiwanis is still here. We weathered the storm. We met via Zoom for, it seemed interminably, for over a year. And because all of our members are fully vaccinated, the entire club is vaccinated,
yes,
we've gone back to live meetings. And we meet every week at 8 a.m. at the Boys and Girls Club over in the Copper Top Center.
Oh, okay.
We heartily encourage anybody who's interested or wants to learn more about Kiwanis to join us. Breakfast is on us,
yes.
as it always has been.
Okay.
And just thanks to... thanks to you, Bob, for making this opportunity available for us.
It's been my pleasure, for sure. And thank you for taking time to once again explain to us about what's going on with Kiwanis on Bainbridge Island, because it's really significant, from the all-comers track meet to the Shred Fest to 4th of July to the upcoming Family Fun Day at Siebel Church, which will be August 14th from 10 to 4. And so, Jim, John, and John, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, our pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. And thank you for joining us on this episode of What's Up, Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.